No matter how experienced we are, we have to start anew. Completely from the beginning. I had to do that every 2 months or 3 months. Yeah. And so what is the practice? Huh? No, we think we are advanced. We don't need to do that. What is the practice? Yeah? The practice is to get the mind calm. Yeah. Yeah. And that is not easy. We have to remind ourselves, this morning I start again. Yeah, what is my practice? The moment I wake up, what is my practice? Huh? I'm with the Buddha, I'm with the breath. Yeah. And I don't let any thought come in. When there's a thought come in, you know, I replace it with the Buddha or with the attention on the breath. Wow. If we do that, how can we not get calm? But if we think about this, think about that, you know, of course we don't get calm. Yeah? Or if we forget the most important thing. Yeah? For instance, yeah? How does it all start? It starts with the first noble truth. Dukkha. Huh? People in the world think, you know, sometimes they have dukkha, yeah? And sometimes they have sukha, yeah? Happiness. But we have, most of the time there's dukkha. Huh? Every day in our life, and especially now also for you, you wake up and you don't want to get up. You don't want to practice. You want to put your head on the other side. Yeah, of the pillow. Yeah? That's already dukkha. You don't want to get up. Isn't that dukkha? Isn't that dissatisfactory? Unsatisfactory? Unpleasant feeling? So our every day, you know, it starts with dukkha. Huh? Then we are hungry. Yeah? It's also a form of dukkha. Huh? Then we are thirsty. It's a form of dukkha. And we have that every day. And most of the people in the world get hungry, you know, several times a day. Yeah? then they need to go to the toilet. It's also dukkha. Yeah? When they need to rush to the toilet. Yeah? To shit. Yeah? It's dukkha. And then when I'm tired, I can't concentrate. I'm so tired. It's dukkha. It's unsatisfactory, it's dissatisfactory. It's uncomfortable feelings. And this is only the dukkha of the body. We haven't even scratched yet the dukkha, the main dukkha, the dukkha of the heart. And what are we doing to do? What are we going to do, you know? We are so used to, since we are born, you know, since we came out of the womb, we are so used to the dukkha. So when the baby is hungry, it cries, you know, until it gets, yeah? This is sukha. When it cries, huh? When it laments, you think it's sukha, yeah? You think this is happiness? The child is so happy that it cries. It wants to get some food, yeah? Then we give him some food and then it's happy for a while until it cries again, yeah? It's the same thing for us, huh? We are hungry, you know, it's dukkha, and then we go in to eat, and then we are happy for a while, and then we get hungry again, and then we are happy for a while. And then we get hungry again, yeah, and we get thirsty, you know, and then we drink something. All the things, then we get tired, yeah, and then we need to go to the toilet to relieve ourselves, yeah. Ah, that is so nice when we relieve ourselves. Huh? Just, you know, our belly was, you know, really tormenting us, yeah. So we rush to the toilet and then, it's so nice, yeah? All what we know is how to relieve ourselves of the bodily dukkha, yeah? We don't have yet found the way out of dukkha. Remind yourself of it, huh? Every day it starts with dukkha, yeah? In the morning already, yeah? And then comes the dukkha of the heart. We don't want this, we don't want that, we want this and we want that, yeah? And the more of our wanting, the more of our desire comes in, the more dukkha we have. But people get so accustomed to it, you know, we learn it from childhood on, you know, so we think nothing, yeah? That's why so few people, you know, only so few people look for the way out. Because there they see, you know, how immense this dukkha is, how immense the daily dukkha is. We have to look after this body, yeah? We have to train this body for 15 years, yeah? Learning to walk, learning to talk, learning to think, learning to write, learning to read. Until 15 years or 16 years, until we can use the body to the full, to its full strength. And then we can use it for 30 years, yeah? And then it starts to decay. And then for the next 40 years, for a normal person, you know, I mean, we just wait until the body, you know, doesn't have enough strength anymore to breathe in and breathe out, and that is called death. Yeah? So 40 years we die. 15 or 16 years we train this body, 30 years we can use it, and 40 years we wait for death to come. That is the life of a human being. Huh? And you want more and more? Another life and another life. If not, you have to do something. And it starts in the morning to see the dukkha, to realize this dukkha. To say, ah, see, there is dukkha, there is the first noble truth. Yeah? And we know the reason why we have dukkha, because we want or we don't want. We don't want these unpleasant feelings. Yeah? The dukkha of the body, when we get sick, oh, it's so much dukkha. Huh? When we get sick, you know, when we get really sick, you know, we think we die. Yeah, it's so much dukkha. Oh, we can't move. You know, the body doesn't have any strength. We can't move. Ah, I'm going to die. I'm going to die. And after three days or a week, you know, I mean, the sickness is gone, you know, and then we are happy. We don't think about death anymore. Huh? Isn't that strange? We don't think about death anymore. And we're just happy. Ah, okay, the body works again, you know. So, I mean, we are happy. Yeah? It is important to understand the first noble truth. It's really important, yeah. If we don't understand it correctly, we don't have the energy. We don't have the energy and we don't have the determination. Oh yeah, everything is fine. Now I'm in the monastery, you know. I mean, we have much less dukkha, yeah? Compared to the people who work, you know, for our living. Huh? You know that the food that you get in the morning and the clothes that you get and everything that you get here in the monastery comes from the lay people who have to work. Huh? Of course, these people have much more dukkha because they have to work, they have to make a living. Yeah? And they share parts of their living that they make with us. For us to do what? To waste our time as monks or as practitioners. Not to put in effort, you know, to practice. Or think, now I don't have enough dukkha, so I don't need to practice. That's probably one of the reasons why there are so few devas or heavenly beings who practice, because they don't have enough dukkha. Yeah? But we have to realize that this body alone, you know, is a load of dukkha. Yeah? And not yet, incorporating, you know, the dukkha of the heart. That we don't like these things, you know, that we want these things and we don't like that thing, yeah? We want to be or we want to become or we don't want to be or we don't want to become. It's all formed, that all creates a dukkha. It's the second noble truth. In the fourth noble truth, you know, is that why we are here. And that starts, you know, with in the morning. The moment we wake up, you know, we don't turn our head on the cushion, you know, and go to another sleep, yeah? We instantly get up, yeah? We jump up, and start walking meditation, yeah, if we are tired. Most of us, you know, I mean, it is impossible to start sitting meditation because you fall asleep instantly. So we do walking meditation. Walking up, walking down, staying with our Buddha. Whenever the mind goes out, we return to the Buddha, we return to the breath, until the mind gets completely calm. And then, you know, after we're walking for 2 or 3 hours, you know, then we sit for 1 or 2 or 3 hours, yeah? And then we walk again. That is our work that we have to do. This is what we have to fulfill if we want to be a real monk, yeah? The real work of a recluse or of a monk is, yeah, to walk chankram, yeah, to do walking meditation and to do sitting meditation. And we have to remind ourselves, please, yeah? Remind ourselves why you are here. Why did you come here in the first place? Because you felt there is so much dukkha in this world. Okay, that is fine. Now you feel that there is not so much dukkha because, I mean, you get adjusted to this kind of life, you know, and you feel fine. So there is not this urge anymore, you know, to practice. So that's why I said, you know, I mean, look at the dukkha of the body. Yeah, we have lots of dukkha of the body. And then look of the dukkha, you know, of the encounters we have during the day with the other monks, you know, or with the lay people or with practitioners or on alms or all this. Yeah, look at the dukkha of the heart. And how do we look at it? We do the daily reflection. Huh? Have you heard about the daily reflection? Huh? Are you doing it? Huh? Every day? Or do you fall asleep doing it? Huh? What are we going to do in the daily reflection? Yeah? When we sit down after we've done some samadhi and the mind is pretty calm, yeah? Then we start with the morning, yeah? With what kind of thought did I wake up? Yeah? Or what kind of memory did I wake up? And then and when we see it, yeah, then we leave it at that. Yeah? We don't judge it if it was good or if it was bad, or if we should do better or not better. Yeah? It is not for us, you know, to judge. We only want to know what is happening and in what is the sequence of it is happening, to be able to understand what actually makes our day a day. So what was the next thing? Maybe I threw some water in my face, you know, to wake up. Okay. What did I think while I went to the bathroom? What did I think? When I took a shit, you know, what did I think? What was the feeling that came up? I mean, you have to do it really detailed to see every thought, yeah, to see every memory that comes up, yeah, in your daily reflection without judging it. Don't say it was good. Don't say it was better. Don't think, you know, tomorrow I have to do it this way or that way. That is not reflection. Reflection is just knowing what was going on, yeah? Seeing the feeling that came up, seeing the thoughts that came up, seeing the actions that we do. And then go to the next. If we can't remember, then we skip over, yeah? And go to the next. And then we see the next, yeah? Until we come to the moment that we are just sitting there and doing the reflection. This is the first part, you know, how we train. Not sati, we train panya, wisdom. We see what we are doing, or what is going on in our heart, or what is going on in our mind. Yeah? To see that. It is important for us. Otherwise, how do we know? How can we ever... How can we ever know what makes us tick? If we don't see it. Where is this problem with this person coming from? Does it already start in the morning? Why is it one day, you know, I have no problems with this person, and another day I have a problem with this person, yeah? Why do I get angry, you know, at Pindapat? You know, what came before, yeah? Or why did I get aroused and pinned apart? Or things like that. I mean, everything, yeah? I mean, we have to understand, you know, the sequence of our actions, of our thoughts, and of our memories that come up, yeah? And of our words that we utter. Why did we speak, yeah? What was the reason, yeah? I mean, we look at the situation, we see, you know, we see there was an uncomfortable feeling, and then, you know, because of this uncomfortable feeling sitting around with other people, we feel the urge to talk. Huh? We see that, we can see that, yeah, if we do our daily reflection. And the daily reflection is the basis, is really a basis of our practice. Yeah? We can't omit it. It needs to be there every day, until it becomes very fast. Yes, in the beginning it is very slow. It takes us, maybe it takes us an hour, maybe it takes us even 1.5 hours to go through every instant. Yeah? Just noticing, you know, what kind of feelings were there, what kind of thoughts or what kind of memories were there, and then go to the next, yeah? And then see how these feelings, you know, are accumulated, you know, I mean, and pushed up, you know, by thoughts or by memories, yeah? We have to understand, you know, how this machine ticks, yeah? Or how we tick. No? This is something that's how we go, that's how we are going to understand it, no? How we tick. People always, you know, I mean, of course, yes, we come from the West and we were educated to think about, you know, how we tick. That is not the way, eh? I mean, practice is something very different. Yeah? It is looking, yeah, looking with a clear, unobstructed view of what was going on. Let the heart, you know, I mean, show the heart. Yeah? I often say, rip up, yeah, rip up your chest, you know, and tell your heart, look at the situation, see what has happened, yeah, see what you're doing. Because the heart is the only thing, you know, that can decide, you know, to let go of it or not to let go of it. Our mind, and everybody of us knows that, our mind can say, yes, this is not good for you, but we still want to do it. But once the heart sees, you know, that it does something wrong, it hurts itself, the heart will not do it a second time. Just like, yeah, just like a child, you know, who is not yet, you know, not yet familiar with fire, you know, grabs hold of fire and knows it's burning, it won't do it a second time. Unless it is forced, yeah? And that is the same thing, yeah? I mean, it's teaching the heart. Our practice is teaching the heart. And the daily reflection is teaching the heart. See what you are doing. Don't judge it, you know, because the heart knows if it was unpleasant or pleasant, if it was wholesome or unwholesome. That is for the heart to judge. It's not for you to judge. Huh? Please do understand that really clearly. It is one, it is our primary task, you know, to develop some of the panya. Of course, you know, once we get into samadhi, you know, then we can start with the body investigation, yeah? To see, you know, I mean, to see the bodily dukkha, or to see the human life, yeah? From birth, you know, to death, yeah? Or to see the parts of the body in front of us, and until we can realize that the body is not us, yeah? That is another way of investigation, to develop wisdom. Investigation is there to develop wisdom. And whatever we investigate, that is where our wisdom can arise. But if you don't have enough sati, if you don't have enough awareness of actually seeing what is going on, there is no wisdom arising. We can think the whole day around it, you know, what was the problem, yeah? Not realizing, you know, if you don't think there is no problem. Only if you think there is a problem. Yeah? We can try to solve this or try to solve this or, you know, think about, you know, what we are going to tomorrow. Tomorrow I really going to practice, you know, I really full-heartedly. Yeah? No. Now I'm going to practice full-heartedly. Not tomorrow. We might not be alive tomorrow. Yeah? Always this, yeah, postponing things that seem to be unpleasant into the future. That's not the way of a practitioner. A practitioner does things right now, yeah. He sees, you know, I mean, when he sweeps, he sees the leaves, you know, he he kneels down, you know, picks it up, you know, and throws it away. instead of 15 minutes, you know, trying with a broom, you know, to get it away. That shows that we don't have sati. Yeah? Or that we are too lazy, you know. And that is the same thing. So use this. Yeah? I mean, this is really so important. Yeah? And as I said in the beginning, it might take 1 hour or 1.5 hours if you go through the whole day. Yeah, but if you do it every day, yeah, I can guarantee in 1 or 2 years, you know, you can see the whole day rushing by, you know, just like a film, yeah, very fast film where you see every detail, every action, every move that you made, you know, within 5 minutes or 10 minutes, whoosh, yeah, and then you realize what is going on. Then you get the connection. Then the heart gets a connection and sees, you know, what leads to what. Right? Because what we think what leads to this, you know, is not what leads to this. Because it's only a thought. Yeah? It's not seen clearly with the heart, yeah, what is going on. And that's what we have to train the heart. It is just like, you know, I mean, just like with the body investigation. We have to see clearly. We have to see clearly, this is a part of the body, that is another part of the body, this is the thumb, or this is the hand, this is the right hand, this is the left hand, you know, and then we put it out, you know, see it in front of us. And then we put, you know, all the other parts of the body in front of us until no part is left, yeah? And so, and what is sitting there and seeing all these things? Yeah? Developing wisdom, yeah? Seeing samadhi, panya. But without the sati, without developing the sati, and that's where we have the biggest problems. Yeah? Sati, this awareness. Yeah? I mean, just like Lungta Mahabua said, yeah? If we have a moment of sati, there is no kilesa. Yeah? And if we have a moment of sati, I mean, we see what is going on and we are never doing something wrong. The moment we have no sati and we think, I need to do this, I need to do this, then I need to do that, yeah? I mean, constantly things go wrong. Yeah? So we can do these things. You know, in the monastery, there's hardly anything where we need our brain, yeah? To think about this or to think about that. Our work sweeping is very fine, you know, we can do it while we do with Buddha or with the breath, yeah? Going on arms round, I mean, we can practice Buddha or the breath, and so on. Or we can even investigate, yeah? Investigate the body while we go on arms round. Or while we do walking meditation, yeah? Sweeping, and when we wash our bowl, we can stay with washing, you know, with the movement of the body, yeah? When we wash ourselves, when we take a shower and wash ourselves, you know, we can stay with the movement of the body, yeah, or the feeling, you know, of the body with the cold water and the soap, you know, how does it feel? I mean, but where are you when you take a shower, huh? What do you think about? This comes out in the daily reflection. When we look at, when we took a shower, where was my mind, yeah? It's not, yeah? It's not with the Buddha, it's not with the practice. And the more continuous our practice is, the faster we get results. And we do want to get results. Unless we decide, you know, oh, this life is so nice, you know, being a monk, you know, let's have another life and another life and another life. We don't even know if we have the vasana, we don't even know if you have the merit, you know, to have a next human life. Huh? And if you have a next human life, I mean, if you can be a monk, huh? And if you can practice. Or when we are born as a baby, you know, we forget everything, what we did in our last life. Yeah? So, I mean, we are enticed, and you know, every one of us knows, you know, how easily is it to entice the kilesas with all these entertainments that are there in the world, or with these sensations that come from the world. The sensation of smell, the sensation of seeing, the sensation of hearing, the sensation of touching, yeah? I mean, it's enormous, you know? I mean, we're constantly bombarded by these senses. So, I mean, even in the next life, even if we say, oh, next life I practice again as a monk, yeah? This life it is too difficult, yeah? Next life it will be more difficult, yeah? Because if you don't do something right now, I mean, it becomes more and more difficult. The more we give in to the kilesas, the more they take take control of over us. Okay? Is that understood? Yeah? So, do you do your daily reflection? Yeah? To Martin? Huh? To Dennis? No. And to Alex? Huh? Yeah, see, that's why I was talking about it. We have to do it. You understand that? There is no option. Just like samadhi is not an option in our practice. This daily reflection is not an option. Huh? That's why I gave this talk, yeah? Because I know you are too lazy to do it, yeah? You just want to sit, you know, and then you just, it is so nice. Instead of being with the Buddha or instead of being with the breath, you stay with the calm, with the feeling. But that's not work. Our work is to go back to the Buddha, know each Buddha or know each breath, you know, how is this breath, how is that breath. But that is, of course, fatiguing us, yeah? Making us tired. It's all nice, you know. I mean, there's not so much thought coming in. We just stay with something, yeah. Because we are too lazy, you know, to do the Buddha, yeah. Or the breath, knowing the breath. But actually, you know, once you got the hang of it, it is so much fun, huh? But it takes so much effort, yeah. We constantly have to pull the mind back and say, this is the work, yeah? There is our object of concentration. It's a Buddha, yeah? I mean, we want to get fast results, make fast results, yeah? Have a little bit of samadhi and then start investigation and then don't see how this investigation of the body, you know, turns out into just worldly thinking, yeah? Doesn't bring any effects because we don't see clearly if we don't have samadhi. Yeah? And it's the same thing with the reflection. We don't see clearly what is going on. Yeah? And what is going on with our practice, we don't see clearly. Yeah? Because we just sit there, Huh? Understood? Huh? Tanrich, you're doing the daily reflection? Yeah? Do it more detailed, yeah? I think Tantosten is doing it, huh? Huh? So, now I know why I gave this talk, huh? Hmm? Tansiri, huh? Tanchaka? No.
Yeah?
That's why I said, you know, just see it, you know, and then go to the next. Don't think about it. That is the key, you know. Otherwise we get completely confused, yeah. We get drawn out into thinking. We just see the situation. We see, you know, what kind of feeling was there, what kind of thought was there, what kind of memory was there. The moment we know what this, we go to the next. We don't think about why did it come up, yeah? I mean, that is the question the kilesas love to ask, yeah? Because that leads to thinking, yeah? Ah, now I know where it, huh? Okay, that is enough for today. If you don't have questions, you have questions?
When sometimes it's clear and we do the direction. We see every thought and every sleeping, and but at one point, I'm like still in the morning, getting up, and because there's judgment, and I'm like, I do not have this. And
what?
Because there's a lot of judgment, right? It takes a long time, and I have to go back and keep the judgment out, and stuff is not certain that I can do it completely without judgment. And then an open and a box when I'm 1 hour gone and I'm still
back. Doesn't matter.
Not even back at my court anymore. So.
Yeah, and it takes a long time. Yeah, for me, it took in the beginning it took one and a half hours, you know. But I mean, if you don't know, just skip to the next thing that you really know. Yeah.
And knowing is there, but it takes usually some time until the 70s. The mind wants to go out and
shop. Yes, and that's where you have to pull it back. And that is the same thing, you know, with practicing samadhi.
It's the same.
Huh? Yeah. I mean, yeah, you want to stay with the breath, but the mind wants to go out, you know. You have to pull it back, okay. And then the mind goes out again, you have to pull it back. Why should it be different for reflection? Mm-hmm. Huh?
Time doesn't go with time.
Yeah. Just practice. Don't be interested. Said not interested. Yeah? I just want to see. I mean, actually, it's better, you know. I just want to see the situation, you know, whatever happened in there. And then I go to the next situation, yeah? And quickly as possible. So that I see the connection between the first moment and the second moment and the third moment. And then you see how things are developing during the day, yeah? How your moods are, you know, coming up, yeah? How the moods are changing, how the moods are coming up, yeah? You only see that, you know, if you take these flash points, you know, every moment, you know, every mind moment, and the more mind moments you see, the more clear it is, you know, how these moods, how these reactions, yeah? Because there are some times where you don't react at all, yeah? You're completely okay with it, and the next day, I mean, the same thing happens, and you suddenly get so angry, yeah? And you don't see it, yeah? You think it is this, you know, what makes you angry. No. There's a long story behind it. It already started when waking up, yeah?
And when we meditate, like, we sit for, sometimes probably go through the whole sit, and then, because usually I reflect after the sit.
Yeah.
On what was going on.
Yeah.
It
doesn't matter if you sit or if you walk.
No, but shall I do it in the evening again, going through the sit?
No, I mean, if you do the sitting, you just look, you know, about, you know, key points within the sitting, yeah? I mean, the most important thing, the less important thing is each sitting, yeah? So you just get the key points, you know? How was it, you know, you see, you know, I mean, in the beginning I was very determined what happened then, you know, and then you see, yeah? You don't have to go through every moment of the sitting, yeah? You just look at, you know, I mean, I said for 2 hours, you know, I mean, what was happening in there, yeah? And get the key points, you know, to see how the development, how you got up, yeah? Why did you get up, yeah? Just to reflect, you know, I mean, reflection is also, you know, to bring it back into the mind, to bring it back into consciousness, what is happening. Otherwise, you know, we do the same thing over and over and again, you know, and never know why are we reacting in a way like this. So sitting and walking meditation, take the key points, yeah, not every, yeah.
Can I do it a bit smart as well than in the park? Because it's like a stretch of street where I get lost, so I focus on that.
Yeah.
Why I'm getting lost, what was the thought I'm getting lost? Or do I have to go through, if you take every single step,
It's so fast, you know. I mean, actually, it's so fast, you know, once you train it. I mean, as I said, if you remember, then take it, yeah? Go on, yeah? Because there you see how it builds up. You know? Otherwise, you know, take the key points also, yeah? In the beginning, you know, I mean, take the key points and then over the time get more and more detailed, yeah? Yeah, but you know what came before taking your cup?
Yeah.
That is the important, that's why we want to see that.
But that only
the key point is not taking the cup. The key point is making the decision in the mind, you know, to drink something, and before that decision comes up, what came before? That is actually what motivates us to do something, to say something, or to think something. Yeah? That these moments we have to catch to understand how we tick. Yeah? Okay?